The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The bird theory love test, toxic detachment, the wabi-sabi return to authenticity. Well, all of this is part of the modern dating game. And to explain all, I'm joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Now, let's talk about the bird theory, first of all. What Indeed. Kind of craziness is this?
I know. And it sounds crazy. But the reason that I like to have a look at these is because they're trending, you know, on the social media platforms. And so they've been very much ingested by people. And, you know, people are talking about them. Young people are sharing them. And so it's quite interesting because it tells you what people are thinking about love, about connecting, about how to relate, what's okay and what's not okay. So the bird theory, which is kind of it does have some grounding in, it kind of relates to the research that we all know about bids for connection. This was from the Gottman Institute many years ago. And what they showed was that people who tended to be together, couples who had stayed together after, say, a 6-year period, that they tended to bid for connection to their partner and respond 86% of the time versus those who did not and who had separated, and they were as little as 33%. And when we talk about bids for connection, we really mean, and this is where the bird theory connection, which is, you know, it comes from the idea, oh, I see a bird there, and your partner either notices or responds to you and joins you in your curiosity or makes some response that is appropriate, or they ignore you. So this is seen as a kind of a bid for connection, and their response signals some kind of, you know, care, attentiveness.
Okay, so it's a test. Oh, what kind of bird is that? Did you hear that bird there? And he says, no, correct. I didn't hear the bird, no. And then
no,
the bird
exactly.
doesn't cheep again. So he says, I didn't hear it.
Or no. You don't look up from your paper, or you don't, you know, connect in any way. And I think, you know, you see, there is always, Pat, you know yourself, there's always a line of truth in these trends. You know, there's always something there that does have a ring of authenticity, if you like. And I would say, of course, I mean, lots of times we ignore our partners for different reasons. We're busy, we're checked out, we're preoccupied, we're worried. So single not noticing and single not responding to things is fine. But if it's a pattern, then it's not a good pattern.
Now, the next trend is date them till you hate them. Now, how does that work?
How does that work? Well, you'll see, I looked up a lot of these on TikTok, and really what the people who are putting these up are saying is, don't get involved in all the drama. You don't know how you feel just yet. Maybe you're not sure. Maybe you don't know how to break up. Maybe they don't have the skills. Maybe they don't have the words. Or to understand what's going on. And we all know in relationships there can be toxic kind of times where it's unclear what's going wrong, but you're just not happy. And so this is a strategy that has been kind of recommended, if you like, through these videos. Date them till you hate them, which really is check out. They're really saying check out emotionally. Don't try and sort the relationship. You know, build up a kind of a silence and a space between you, and watch what you see.
So instead of having to formally break up and say this is the end, you just hate each other so much that, you know, you couldn't be bothered seeing them again.
Well, that's one way of putting it. But I think that what they're really saying is save yourself the emotional labor of working out what's going wrong here, and save yourself the emotional labor of articulating that and moving back and protecting yourself. So it is, to me, you know, I think there's a few things that are definitely a little bit, you know, cautionary around this, because you do need to keep, it's not like we can turn our communication systems on and off. If we decide to take bad treatment from somebody for a while and just, as they say, date them till you hate them, you're absorbing that and it is changing you somewhat. So it really is quite a toxic way to handle things. I would urge people much more towards clarifying, crystallizing, withdrawing. I mean, if I may say, sometimes I do say to people, stop trying to fix it. Step back for a while. Stop getting and try and see what's in front of you. But I wouldn't be recommending stay there until you hate them. I don't think that would be the recommendation.
The third one, wabi-sabi and the return of authenticity.
I know. I kind of really like this one. And I think of it as, I suppose, when I read it first, you know, it's related to the Japanese kind of, and Zen Buddhism, if you like, it's related to that, where they celebrate imperfection, celebrate simplicity, celebrate impermanence, you know. And so there's something very authentic about it. You know that thing also in Japan where they celebrate, I think it's called, it's kintsugi. It's where they celebrate the crack in a vase, and they elevate that crack in the vase by filling it with gold. So it's about really recognizing that there is beauty in imperfection, that in fact, maybe the heart of relationships is in that, you know, that difference, that authentic difference from each other. So it's not about trying to make something wonderful and perfect, but rather about letting the truth and the ordinariness and the beauty of the ordinariness to come through.
Do you remember that trend a few years ago where, you know, very prominent celebs went makeup free?
Yes.
And you were to look at them, as it were, without any cosmetic help. Now, the suspicion I always had is that some of them had a lot of very clever cosmetic help, pretending not to be wearing any makeup. But that idea that instead of looking your, you know, cosmetic best on TikTok, you show yourself first thing in the morning when you look a bit dreary and drab.
And a little bit real.
But is that not an affectation in itself?
Well, I don't know that it is. Yes, I think you can, it can be, and I think it can be done for the wrong reasons. But I think that it also has a positive message for people, which is the more that younger people, as you know, see their face and see people's faces without makeup, the more they are inclined to model that. So, I mean, you will see people in Europe, they wear far less makeup than here. I've noticed daughters, stepdaughters, when they go away for summers, they spend 3 months there, they come back no makeup. So it is quite interesting how it impacts. And I think this, what's important about this in relationship terms, I think, is that it's sort of showing that people are a little tired of the perfection. So, you know the way in history everything moves in cycles? Well, I think there's a cycle here. And the cycle is that people are tired of perfection. No, they don't believe your perfect face anymore. They don't believe your perfect night. And in fact, they're bored looking at it because everybody's putting that up. So now people are looking for the moments that are a little more real, a little more imperfect, but still a good laugh, good fun, and show a real connection. And let's be honest, that's what life is mostly about.
All right, so instead of that lovely presented three-course meal that you want to put up on social media, you put the curry and chips up instead.
And be a bit real. Exactly.
All right, Stephanie, thank you very much for bringing us all the latest trends in the dating game. Stephanie Regan is a clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.